Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, and my name is Austin Parr. I am co-owner of Discount Fishing Tackle on South Santa Fe Drive, hosting for Terry this week while he's up in Minnesota. But right now, we're going to go to the phones and talk about some more fall fishing opportunities with Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors. Nate, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
Doing excellent. Well, it's kind of a tough time of year this year, where we're talking about great hunting opportunities and trying not to get distracted away from these great fall fishing opportunities as well.
I totally understand, man. It's a whirlwind time of year, and actually, I am just walking into the Off Grid Expo, a really kind of cool and different show down here at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. Today is actually one of my first days not in the field. I'll actually go out this evening. I have a good friend with a moose tag, but today is the first day that I slept in past 2:30 a.m. in about the last 150 days. So very, very excited with a little sleep in, a little rejuvenate, and be back after it again this evening.
Well, if anybody knows about early mornings, it's certainly yourself. So what are you seeing out there on the water right now as far as some good fall fishing opportunities, particularly up in the mountains?
Absolutely. You know, it's that time of year, you know, we keep kind of just talking about how all the multiple opportunities, but we're in that break on the elk season, so it's definitely that time to fish. And I would say that we are easing into our fall temperatures. Every year is different. You know, there's times where we are very cold right now and it is like full blown. This time of year, I'd say we're slowly easing into our mountain temperatures. Same thing on the Front Range. It's been a very nice ease into those temperatures, which is good. It brings in some great fishing. So, you know, your temperatures in the mornings up in your South Park lakes where we're spending a ton of time, you know, you're in the mid to upper 20s as far as, you know, air temperature. Water temperatures are holding right around that 54 to 57, which is bringing on good fishing. Now, I will say we have some great weather. It's poor weather, but it's great for the conditions on Thursday of this week. South Park's only going to hit a high of like 32, you know, dropping into single digits at nights up there. Front Range, the same thing. I think it's a high of like 36. In the Denver Metro. So that is going to push us right where we like to be. If you're an angler, or at least myself as a guide and angler, I thrive on that 55 degree mark, and that's a surface temperature thing. And that honestly is about everywhere where I fish. So mountain lakes, Front Range lakes, that is a master temperature that is really going to relate to doing everything as far as our fish and our bait fish. So spinning right now, 11 Mile, Terriol, Antero, all those lakes, the North Park lakes, we're all hovering right at that 55-degree mark. Once we really drop into that, when we start hitting those 53-degree temperatures, that is where everything is really going to cut loose. That's our main temperature for when we get a turnover. Spinney had a major temperature change and turnover on Monday of last week. I would say the water is still a little dirty. I would say the fish are in a little bit of a scattered place this week. We're still catching a lot of fish, but I wouldn't say it's ideal. But really, probably today, tomorrow is when those fisheries up there, the North Park fisheries, are going to recover from that turnover, recover from that temperature change. Fishing should be absolutely incredible. With that, you're going to see some fish moving shallower, and you're going to see the overall activity level drastically increase. So right now, we're catching a ton of fish. Again, it's Spinney, 11 Mile, Antero, Terriol, but that is going to get better in the coming days. As far as how we're catching those fish, we haven't lost our weeds yet, because again, that happens at that magic 55-degree mark. So the second our weeds fall, it's going to bring on a trolling bite and a big swim bait bite. Right now, we still have a ton of weeds, so for pike, we're fishing a lot of spinner baits, simply for the fact that we can fish those right over the tops of those weeds, and as we hit those weeds, they stay fairly weedless, so we still fish with a very capable pattern. As we're throwing those big swim baits and things like that right now, you hit those weeds, and that cast is obviously done. You spend a lot of time with kind of foul baits. So spinner baits right now, but in the coming days, those weeds are going to collapse once that water really holds below that 55-degree mark. And the second those weeds collapse, we're trolling swim baits, casting swim baits. It's all about that big profile, 8 to 12-inch baits, fishing a lot of rainbow trout patterns, fishing a lot of perch patterns. And that's going to be the tricks to catching those giant pike right now. And then on the trout side of things up in those same areas, we basically break it down to two patterns. We're fishing a lot of spoons. Obviously, we spend a lot of time in your store purchasing our Tasmanian pebbles. So we fish a lot of Tazzes this time of year. And then we also swim a ton of plastics. And that's kind of a technique that Will Dykstra developed and really kind of honed in. But we're taking, you know, 2.5 to 4-inch tube jigs, and we're literally swimming them a foot to 2 foot below the surface in some crazy reaction-type motions. So ton of action, a lot of twitches, a lot of jerks, just a lot of action on those tube jigs and just swimming them subsurface. And again, the more kind of crazy that tube swims, the more fish you catch. With that being said, on most of the lakes, you can use any tube jig that you want to. At Spinney, you're kind of, you know, controlled by the no salt, no scent thing. So you're looking for baits that are very neutral to be a legal pattern up there. So make sure you do kind of keep that in mind as you're planning for that trip. But between the Tazzes and swimming the tubes, at Spinney, at Antero, at your Delaney's, those are the two presentations that you cannot go wrong with. So that's kind of the big trick to the big pike and the big trout where we're sitting right now.
You ever put any stinger hooks on those tube jigs? That's certainly a technique I've done, and incorporating a little stinger on the back a lot of times, in my opinion, seems to get a few extra bites, a few extra catches.
You know, so far where we're at right now, I'd say it depends on the fishery.
Sure.
We're getting a few missed fish here and there at Antero, but it's usually those smaller fish and more of those browns that are really, you know, honing in and trying to take the bait very, you know, particularly. I would say that right now at Spinney, our biggest fish last week was just a little over 10 pounds, but I would say the average fish at Spinney is, you know, say 20 inches to 24 inches, so it's like a 3.75-pound fish to about a 6-pound fish. And I would say right now at Spinney, we're spending most of our time, I would say those fish dang near ripping the rod out of our hand when they take it. So at Spinney, I would say a stinger is not necessary because they are crushing it. I mean, it's almost embarrassing how hard these fish are hitting these tube jigs. So there, I would say not. But if you are getting to that situation, especially if you get like a cold front on Thursday where it might, you know, make those fish just a little bit more particular, a stinger would definitely help. But at Spinney, it is game on when they're hitting those tubes for dang sure. But you want to talk about a fish where we don't necessarily use a stinger, but switching gears, the Front Range walleye bite is going strong. We had our league night on Wednesday. I was unbelievably happy with how many fish were caught at league night on Wednesday. So we're starting to spend a lot of time in the Front Range for walleye. And right now at Chatfield, with the lack of shad, obviously there's a lot of techniques to catching fish.
Oh, yeah.
But as these water temperatures drop on Thursday, it's going to bring us into a very traditional pattern. So I think we're going to lose a lot of this widespread bite, and I think it's going to bring us back to the very traditional jigging wrap, blade bait, jigging spoon fall bite that I think that we're used to. And with that being said, that is a technique where you get a lot of short strikes and a lot of
big
missed
time.
Fish.
Oh yeah.
But regardless, if you're on top of that game, I really anticipate an incredible fall bite starting here, you know, after Thursday on the Front Range.
I completely agree. And, you know, I talked to a couple of people that fished your league, and they had a great time out there. And are you going to continue that going along this fall?
We will. So it will not be this coming Wednesday. It'll be the following. So it's every other Wednesday. And, yeah, we had a great turnout. I think DJ Williams won the walleye event this last week. I think he took home $336 cash with a walleye win. The bass win was over $200 cash. So, yeah, we had a great turnout. So as long as we keep getting the turnouts and the anglers are wanting to fish it, we'll keep providing it for them. So, yeah, so that league is not this coming Wednesday, but the following. And, yeah, as long as the weather and everything holds, we'll continue that going. But, again, I think it's exciting that we'll do that as the fall bite gets better and better.
Absolutely.
Again, it's normally by now, we're very seasoned. seasonal with that. But once that water temperature drops a little more, we're going to start really, really seeing those fish increase. And, you know, everybody knows I do a lot of smallmouth fishing, but I wouldn't say by any means it's my forte. But same thing with that temperature change. Obviously, we're still very warm with our water in the front range. But once that water hits that same, that magic 55 degrees on the front range, that's when you drastically see the smallmouth switch from feeding on crawdads and feeding on a widespread food source, and those bass switch to a shad-based bite, just like a walleye would. So the second that water hits that 55-degree mark, you see those bass abandon the shoreline where they're feeding on crawdads and feeding on everything else in their diet, and you see them retract to deeper water where they sit on deep water humps and deep water structure to feed on shad, much like a walleye. At that point in time, you could actually use your graph, use your electronics, and you can just seek out those 15 to 18, 15 to 19 inch bass. Lose the little bucks. You can lose all those little fish. You know, you can drop shot, you can spoon them. And that's when we really start seeing some giant fish. So I'm hoping we see that sooner than later. So for league night, you know, we're seeing a lot of 15, 16 inch fish take the win. I can't wait till we're starting to see those big 18, 19s taking the win. So I'm really excited about that. And again, I think Thursday with that cold temp, it's exactly what we'd love to see here on the front range for the walleye and the bass bite.
Oh, yeah. And for people who aren't familiar with the league, basically it's a one-night, just a couple-hour tournament event, real friendly competition, but you can go out in one of your buddy's boats or your boat and go and compete for whatever species you're wanting to compete in, even multiple species. Isn't that correct?
That's it. So it's $20 per angler per species. So we have options of walleye, bass, and carp. We basically meet in the North Boat Dock at Chatfield anytime between 3 and 4 p.m. The event starts at 4 p.m., and we fish until dark. So we'll tell you that night what time we're shutting down. I believe the following Wednesday, I think we fish until 7 p.m. So that's when it's getting dark. We basically meet in the parking lot and do our award ceremony. It goes by length of fish. So the longest single, you know, walleye takes the win for walleye, and so on. And it depends on how many anglers. But, you know, we've been having about 25 anglers fish it. And with 25 anglers, we paid on 5 spots per species. And again, you know, so it's $20 per species. It all goes back to the anglers. Great, great little event. And again, I think on top of, you know, having something fun to do and winning some money, it's really neat because you see other bites. So everybody's super friendly. They're talking. So if you're struggling as an angler, you can fish league, and all of a sudden you'll see what's catching fish. You'll see who's catching fish. You're going to learn a lot about the fishery. And also, we've seen so many times where we have angler and angler fishing by themselves in their boat. Now, all of a sudden, they have a group of 3 or 4 buddies that they met through league, and now they're fishing. So really kind of grows your individual community of anglers and that fishing community. So it's a really neat thing. And most of this is ran through the Tightline Outdoors Facebook page if people want more information on that.
Perfect. Well, Nate, we certainly appreciate it as always. And I'm always sending people on down to get after that league night. But if someone wants to get out and do a guide trip with you in the fall, what's the best way to reach you?
You know, you can go to our website, tightlineoutdoors.com, or Facebook. Just get a hold of us. Just search out Tightline Outdoors. A number will pop up. We would love to get you out again. We're down to a little less than a month at Spinney for those big giant pike, big trout. So most of our mountain fisheries are down to a little less than a month. Front range, we've got 2 months left. And then again, I am at the Off-Grid Expo down here. You can Google that. I actually have a walleye seminar at 5 o'clock today. But guys, they got live music all day. We've got a ton of stuff about camping, you know, and being off-grid. Great little show. So if somebody's looking for something to do today, I'm down here all day. I have my boat with me out here today. I'll be down at the Off-Grid Expo at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds from right now until 6:00.
Nate, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. So that was Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kevin Gibbs. Now, Kevin guides on Cherry Creek Reservoir, and we're going to talk about the finer techniques of these blade baits and these jigging wraps. Now, we talk about it all the time, but we're going to talk about why we're talking about this all the time in this next segment coming up here. So stay tuned. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.